Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wellness Wednesday podcast from the Rolf Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. Each of our episodes are recorded from our live events, so if you hear references to slides or visual resources, you could find links to them in the show notes. You can also find the full episodes on our Wellness Wednesday page at rolffoundation.org or watch on Rolf's YouTube channel. We hope that you find today's conversation to be informative, inspiring, and educational. And above all, we hope you feel connected to our community. We are in this fight together. You are not alone. Hello, and welcome back to Wellness Wednesday, where we share practical wellness tools and tips from experts on topics that are important to patients, survivors, and caretakers alike. I'm Erin Kuhn-Krieger, and I'm so excited to be back hosting this month's segment. Before I get started, I want to let you know about an upcoming event we have that's put on by our Young Professionals Board. It's our March Mania. So whether you are a bracket buster or you have busted brackets, get ready to choose your own adventure and get your brackets set. It's going to start on March 14th through the 18th. You'll be able to sign up and then build your brackets or two or three or however you want to go about it. And all proceeds are going to go back to Rolf's ability to fund early detection pancreatic cancer research. So it's a great opportunity to have fun. It's a great opportunity to support Rolf's mission and a little competition amongst friends. So keep an eye out for that at our website, which is rolffoundation.org. Now, before we get started, a couple housekeeping things to keep in mind. We are going to hold all questions until after today's session. And that way we're able to make sure that we're able to capture everything. If you have questions along the way though, please put them in the comment section below and we'll keep track of those and make sure that we get those done at the end. So today we are so excited to welcome Lily Horowitz from the Core Method. She is a leading certified Pilates instructor with over 30 years of experience in the fitness industry. She is a core guru and the founder and the creator of the Core Method here in Northbrook. She has devoted her life to helping clients get strong from the inside out. Let's say welcome to Lily.
So let's get started. I'm going to give you a little bit of background about me, and we're here to talk about the benefits and the importance of core strength and core health. So as you know, my name is Lily Horowitz. I own a little studio in Northbrook called The Core Method. I've been in the business for a long time, since I'm 15. The last 20 years, though, has been specifically focused on how to strengthen your core and what does that even mean anyway? Because most people think that your core is a six pack, but it really isn't. And we're going to get into that later. The reason I'm here today to present to all of you is because pancreatic cancer has touched my life for sure. I have a brother who's battling it right now as we speak. He was diagnosed about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's been about 3 years since surgery, and he's doing okay. His cancer is stable, but he's in treatment every other week. So when he had his surgery and I saw this incision, I thought to myself, wow, your whole core is really cut open. And there's gotta be a way to heal that and help people get strong again so that they can use their core to support their body, because that's what I do. So I am here to teach you all a little bit about what your core is, the importance of core strength, and why it's important to maintain it when possible, and to show you that even the smallest of movements can help you get strong from the inside out. And I'm not just talking to survivors and patients. I'm talking to caretakers, family members, anybody from the age of 5 to the age of 105 can strengthen their core and they can get strong from the inside out. So here's why it's important to keep your core strong. Number one, your core is attached to your arms and your legs. So when your arms and your legs are working or moving, this part of your body should have strength. Number one. Number two, having a strong core can help your balance. So if you are somebody that has bad balance, strengthening your core from the inside out is a very good way to make balance a little bit better. Number three, it helps with posture. So when this part of our body is strong, it's really almost impossible to be, you know, sort of, I like to call it schlumped. It's like my fancy fitness word, over like this. And your posture is bad because you don't have the strength in here to bring yourself up. Okay. So like we talked about before, some people think that your core are these pretty six pack muscles that are lovely if you can get them, but they are not the end all be all for a strong core. Believe it or not, I've had people that have come to me with a six pack and they cannot do my work because my work is much deeper than a six pack. And my work starts from the very first layer of muscle tissue we have called transverse abdominis. If you look it up, I should have had a diagram with me. It is literally the very first layer of muscle over your organs and your spine. So it's way deep down in there. It is way below six-pack muscles. It's below your obliques that make your waist. It's below psoas. It's below, which are hip flexor muscles that attach to your core. It's below everything. And it is the only muscle in your whole body that is a cylinder. So it's literally like a girdle. So it starts at the last rib and it goes to the top of the pubic bone. So from here to here. And then it wraps all the way around you. When the inner walls of transverse abdominis, when we can connect to transverse abdominis first and foremost, that's the key connection and awareness that we even have that muscle, because nobody talks about it because you don't see it. So nobody really knows. You can then, through the rest of the work, like an onion, strengthen all the way up to these more superficial six-pack muscles. But you start from deep, deep, deep down transverse abdominis, which is the most important. And then we go up to, you know, psoas, obliques, internal, external, rectus abdominis, spinal extensors. There's a whole lot of things that go on here. There's a lot of parts. But you can see after surgery, those muscles have to be cut. So it's super important to learn how to strengthen them again, bring them back together, sort of wake them up, if you will, and say like, oh, hello, I need to be here because this will help keep me upright and standing with better balance and posture. On the same note, family members or caretakers also need core strength and a strong core to help. Because in lifting, you're using your core. In reaching, you're using your core. In bending, you should be using your core. So pretty much everything we do, standing, sitting, walking, except for laying, we should have that awareness of our core. We should be engaged all the time. And it really is, in Pilates here with the core method, it is a mind-body connection. So you need to be thinking about where you are in space all the time so that you can say like, oh, I'm slouching right now, I need to pull in. Or, oh, I'm very imbalanced, I need to engage. So I am gonna show you how to engage those muscles and give you a few exercises that you can do on your own at home. Either you, caretakers, family members, whoever, okay? So first, the only thing we'll need as far as props is a chair. So I have a little stool right behind me. I'm gonna pop up on it and I'm gonna show you a couple of things. first and foremost, I want you to be thinking all the time, navel to spine. So that is, I'm going to go sideways so you can see. If I'm not navel to spine, look at my belly here. It just sort of like hangs out. Look at my posture. You said my shoulders are rounded, my head goes forward. And this would be normal, a normal posture situation for somebody who was not aware of what their body needed to be doing. Now, if I think navel to spine, so that's like a string at the back of your belly button, and now watch what happens. I'm pulling navel to spine. I sit up a little bit taller. Now, I'm going to drop my shoulders. So those two things are key. Shoulders down, navel to spine. And then we are just going to do this. Watch. Squeeze those glutes, your tushy cheeks, and then lower them down. You're going to squeeze and release. Look what happens to me when I squeeze. I lift up and I can pull my belly in as I do that. Now, I like to connect navel to spine with your breath. So that way it's like a whole component here. At the Core Method, that's what we do. So we're going to squeeze your glutes and blow your air out and pull your belly in. Ready? We're going to do 10. Go. Release. Exhale. Squeeze those cheeks. Pull navel to spine. Release. Good. Exhale. Squeeze. Good. So right about now you're thinking, oh, these are kind of hard, but they look really easy, but they're really not. Squeeze. And again, we're trying to make activation and a mind-body connection so that our brain can tell our body what it needs to be doing. Okay, we're going to do three more. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, lower. Exhale, squeeze. Good. Inhale, lower. Last one and down. Okay, good job. I can't respond if you felt it or not, but hopefully you saw and felt what I'm trying to get at here. And that is when we activate everything, you can feel this connection. Okay, next one up is this. Arms up here. We call this genie arms. If you have a hard time lifting your arms, that's okay. You can keep them down right next to you. But remember, anytime you challenge your body to bring those arms up away from your center, you will connect with your center. And when those arms are up here, you can remind yourself to retract those shoulders. So shoulder blades pulling down away from the shoulders towards your rib cage. It's not sticking your chest out. It's dropping down. So from here, sitting right at the edge of your chair, all you're going to do is blow your air out, sit up nice and tall, and just lift a leg a little bit. Here I want you to feel how pulling your belly in and blowing your air out is what's lifting that leg up. So let's do 10 on each leg. Ready? Sit up tall. Blow your air out, drop those shoulders. Exhale and inhale. Good. Exhale and inhale. Make sure you're pulling your belly in to lift that leg. Your core is controlling your movement here. Otherwise, movement controls your core. So I want you to pull in and connect. Keep going, drop those shoulders down. These are really small activation exercises that anybody can do. Last one, just connect with your core. Other leg, and remember, bigger movement does not mean better work. Exhale up, inhale down. Good. Exhale, inhale, sit up tall. Exhale. Good. Drop those shoulders. Good. Six. Good. Seven. Eight, exhale to lift that knee, drop those shoulders, make awareness and think about where your body is in space. One more, exhale up, good job. Okay, come on down, you can give yourself a rest. Just holding those arms up here in genie pose gets me working. I'm not sure about you. So just being up here is work. Now we're gonna take one leg straight. Make sure you're right at the edge of that seat. Okay, one leg straight. You're gonna have your hands here if you can't lift your arms. But remember, lifting arms is always the better option if you can. We're gonna pull the belly in and then exhale. Just use your belly to lift that leg a little bit off the ground. We are not doing this. We're not, I don't want you to utilize your quad and flexor, the front of your leg. I want you to think about a marionette puppet. And you know how marionette puppets, their movements are controlled up here? Well, your movements are controlled because you're pulling navel to spine. So exhale, pull. Inhale, release. Sit up tall. Pull. Good. And if you can only lift your leg an inch off the ground, that's okay. Bigger is not better. Good. Exhale up. Inhale down. Exhale up. Good. Inhale down. Good. Up. Good. And last time. Good. And now we're going to switch legs. Same thing. Pull that belly in. Drop those shoulders down. Exhale, lift and lower. Keep going. Pull in, lift up and down. Remember, do not let that leg take over. Core controls this movement. Exhale up. Good. We're going to do five more. Good. Four. Pull that belly in. Remember, you're the puppet. Control that leg by engaging your core. Last two. Good. And one. Okay, good. Bring those arms out and give them a shake. Good work. Okay, last one we're going to do is really simple. Again, sitting on this chair, we're going to have your hands right here. You can rest them. They don't need to be up anymore. And we're going to sit. We're going to do that little glute squeeze to get us sitting up nice and tall. You're going to pull that belly in, and then you're going to blow your air out and move back just about an inch or two. Feel it here, and then come back up. Squeeze those knees together. Remember, in order to access that transverse abdominis, that deep layer of muscle tissue, we want to think about those three things. Shoulders, where are our shoulders? What's this part of our body doing? And are our legs and glutes activated? Exhale back, inhale up. Good, we're gonna do four more and up. Good, I know these look so easy, three. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh, how hard could that be? Go ahead and hop on a chair, give it a try. They're kind of hard for something that looks like it should be so easy. Okay, last time, good. We're gonna turn the torso just a little bit to the right so we can work these obliques. Sit up tall, squeeze, exhale back, inhale up, good. Exhale, connects with navel to spine, blow your air out, pull your belly in, and then come back up, good. Blow your air out, pull in as much as you can and come up. Good, back, good, and come up. Keep going, back, good. We're gonna do three more. Squeeze those glutes. Exhale, navel to spine. Good, two, last time, and one. Okay, come on up. We're gonna turn to the other side, a little bit to the left. Again, sit up tall, squeeze those glutes. Exhale back, inhale up, good. Exhale, keep it going, we're almost done. Exhale, good. Exhale. Good. This is five. We're only doing eight. Good. Squeeze those knees together. Three more. Exhale. Inhale. Good. Exhale. Last time. And exhale. Good. And inhale. Good. Nice job. Okay. Now, because we just worked ourselves a little bit, we're going to do a little stretching, because stretching is the key to keeping your body feeling good. There are a lot of people that are walking around with pain, all sorts of pain. Sometimes it feels really good to just stretch. So I'm just going to show you a few, okay? One of them is take your legs apart, hands here, and then you're just going to push that leg out and drop that shoulder down. You'll feel a stretch in the arm, in the leg, and in your core. Good. And then bring it up. Good. And then the other side. Just press it down. Good. And it feels good to just open yourself up sometimes. Good. And then come on up. And then I'm going to go sideways so you can see me. We're going to go sit up tall and take your legs straight. So you're right on your sits bones if you can be. If you can't be, place your hands here to prop yourself up. You're going to flex your feet. And then we are going to hinge forward with a flat back. Good. And then just flex your feet and hold it there. Good. And then come on up. Good job, everybody. So I hope that you understand why it's important to keep your core strong, especially in recovery or in bringing yourself back just to where you were. Transverse abdominis is your core. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Pretty six packs do not mean you have a strong core. Thank you so much for joining. If anyone has any questions, I'm here to answer.
Thank you so much, Lily. That was really fantastic. And it's so interesting that simple exercises have such a big impact. You know, a lot of our followers are coming off of surgery, as you had mentioned. So is there a wait time that you would recommend people should hold out before starting something like this?
Well, for sure, check with your surgeon and your physician. I'm going to assume they say 6 to 8 weeks just to let everything sort of heal, right? But once you have the go-ahead to exercise again, moving is really important.
Absolutely. And are there any other modifications that you would recommend for those folks?
Well, you know, those folks can do all these exercises I just did. They should be able to. They may not be able to do, you know, it might be a little hard to connect with navel right away, because when those muscles get cut, you know, so do all the nerve endings. And then it takes a little bit of time, which is probably why you have the healing time after surgery, so that everything can sort of just sort of come back together and begin to feel again. But these exercises are simple enough that if you just sat on the chair and did the glute squeezes and pulled your belly in, that's good to start.
That's amazing. So how often and how many reps should people be considering of this?
Okay, so as far as repetition, I think less is more. So 10 good ones are better than 20 bad ones. And by good ones, I mean proper form, your shoulders are staying down, you're able to sit upright, you have, you know, your posture, you can maintain the position that you need to maintain to do that exercise. When you can't maintain that position, whether you've done 5 or 50, stop. So it doesn't matter to me how many repetitions. Usually in class, you know, we'll do 20 if they can. If they can't, they do 10. We'll do 15. We just sort of, you know, I let everybody go at their own pace because everybody's body is so different. Some people can't even do 5. Then 2 with really good breath and positioning is great too.
And would you recommend that as throughout the day you're sitting down, hey, I'll just jump in and do some reps?
Oh, sure. These are the exercises I just showed are things you can do every day. They will not hurt you, especially if you do just 10 or 15 reps of them, or 5 reps of each. You could definitely do them every day. And you will definitely begin to feel like, I never felt that before. What is that? Like, usually that's transverse abdominis that you've never felt before. And then once your body starts feeling that and it knows what it needs to do, how it needs to feel and set itself up for success, then it's just this mind-body awareness and telling your body what it needs to do and doing it until you can't do it with good form anymore.
Sure. So I imagine...
You can never do more than 20 here.
Okay. So I imagine it looks different for everybody in terms of how long it will take to see a difference and what that difference looks like. Can you share kind of a broad spectrum or kind of the range of what people can expect?
Sure. So Joseph Pilates, his rule was 10 times before you feel a difference, 20 times before you see a difference, and 30 times before other people are like, Aaron, what are you doing? Oh my goodness, you look taller, you look leaner, you look longer, whatever it is. Or you're saying like, I feel so much stronger, I wasn't able to do this and now I can. So it really varies on each person and obviously where you are in your recovery or in your journey. And even here, it's every person's different because every body is different. But yeah, as long as you're not eating a bag of cookies every night, I would say that rule holds true. 10 times before you feel a difference, if you're doing it the right way, you will 10 times, you'll be like, you'll do it and you'll be like, oh, hey, I get, now I'm finally feeling it. I know what I need to do. And then, yeah, I mean, I span the globe from 87-year-old clients who have bad balance and are, sort of hunched over, and now they don't have bad balance and they're standing up and walking tall and they feel stronger and they say they feel stronger, to people who have lost, 2 pant sizes from doing all the work. So, the work is different, and obviously I just scratched the surface of what we could do. There's millions of different exercises and variations. Some are on the floor, some are sitting, some are standing. There's a lot to do.
Great. And so it seems like this is something that could be incorporated to an overall fitness regime if people are able to do that. Are there ways to make sure, or ways to pinpoint if you're doing it wrong and ways that are going to harm you? And then the follow-up to that is, are there any other exercises that would hinder what you're working on here? Like a typical sit-up. I think as we talked in our calls leading up to this, people think core, well, I'm going to get a six-pack, and so you did a really great job of explaining why that's not the end-all be-all. Mm-hmm. It looks nice, but the idea of this, of strength.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit about how this can incorporate into other exercises and if there's anything within a typical regime that you would avoid to make sure that you're focusing where we need to?
Okay, so I don't know that there's anything necessarily to avoid. There's certainly modifications. So if things are hard, there's ways to make them easier, right? Instead of having 2 legs up, you can have 1 leg up. Instead of having both arms up, you can have no arms up. So there's a million ways to do every exercise or every sequence so that anybody can do it. How will you know if you're wrong? Well, if you find that your belly's pushing out when you're doing any of the exercises, sometimes people, there's a lot of people, I just call them, I don't know what you call them technically, but I call them belly breathers. And so when they inhale, distend their belly, and when they exhale, they distend their belly. The problem is that whenever you can see in doing some of the exercises, we're always exhaling and engaging on exertion. So if the belly breathes, pushing their belly out when they should be pulling the spine, then that can create, you know, sort of this distension. So the two things I would, three things you'll know if you're wrong are, if your shoulders are up here, you got to think about your shoulders. If your back is hurting, your lower back should never hurt when you do this work, ever. And if your belly's pushing out instead of pulling in, like you have a string attached to it.
Okay. And so, you know,
well with any other fitness regimen. I mean, truthfully, there's nothing really in the world like this that anybody's doing. So, you know, anything else you're doing, tennis, walking, running, it all complements this. This is not cardio by any means. There could be portions of a class that are a little more ramped up and we're, but it's not a cardio class.
Okay.
Not a cardio class. So any cardio is good for you. You need that for your heart and your muscle. Your heart is a muscle. You need it for your muscles, period. But this work is all about strengthening the muscles that support your structure. Because whatever your structure is, if the muscles around it are not strong, then you'll never be posturally, you'll never be correct. And you'll, because of that, you'll have a lot of overuse or bad posture issues. So there's a lot of reasons to do everything. And I never say like, oh, you should just do this, forget all that other stuff. Because everything's important to do.
Sure.
It's just important to move.
Right.
Anything, the most important thing, if somebody said to me, what are the two most important things people could do as they age? I would say, move every single day, whatever it is. Find some sort of strength activity that you can do to help you feel strong as you age, and stretch. Stretching is the key to a lot of things, And a lot of time people feel pain and they run to the doctor and it's not necessarily your shoulder that was bad, but it's that your neck was tight and then it was pulling. And so I think, you know, if you look around, babies stretch, animals stretch, everybody stretches, all beings are stretching, except we as humans don't take the time to stretch. And it really does affect us.
Yeah, it's not productive to stretch.
That's right. Absolutely stretch. But you know what? In the long run,
for sure,
it's the most productive thing you could do in your day.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, now, especially during the pandemic where we're tied to our desks more and tied to screens and sitting, you know, I think it's even more important to do all of this. Are there other standing exercises or other stretches that you would recommend for people who are at the computer all day, whether they're working or researching to try and figure out how to help the loved one?
Sure. Okay. The most important thing in sitting, somebody once said to me, sitting is the new smoking. And I was like, really? And I thought, like, you know what? They're right. Because when you sit, you're usually not sitting upright. You're sitting in some comfortable, probably bad postural position, unless you sit on a ball or a wobble chair or you have a standing desk. Usually you're sitting and you're like, you know, crunched in. The problem is that these muscles then shorten, right? So then the stand, they're very tight and you can actually get a lot of lower back pain, believe it or not, from the front line of your body being tight.
Mm-hmm.
Also get lower back pain from the hamstrings being tight. But a lot of times I find knee pain and lower back pain from the front of the body. So it's an easy, and it's not even standing. I'm going to show it to you laying down because it's the foolproof way to do this stretch and stretch out the whole front line of the body.
Great.
So what you do is get on your side like this. You'll bring your legs in like your, you know, like fetal position. Lift this top leg and grab your here if you can. And if you can't get a belt, you can put the belt around your ankle and then hold the belt if you don't have that range of motion. And then you're going to pull back till it's in line with this hip.
Okay.
Your t- right there, right away, you're going to be like, oh, I feel this. But from that position, all I want you to do is push your forward to opening this hip up here. And then you can really feel it from the knee all the way up, maybe even into your psoas, which starts at end, starts, which ends right here and starts here and ends at the hip as a flexor. So that's the best stretch if you're sitting too long.
Okay.
Anything for your upper body, your neck, great stretches for your neck, sort of, you know, ear to shoulder. Make sure your shoulders stay down though. So always when we're stretching the neck, we want the shoulders pulling away from our earlobes. Otherwise we end up like this. And then we're stretching, but we're not really stretching.
You can feel,
right? And then other side. And then the one I like the most, because most people have just, if they're on the computer or tension and stress, are these traps here. They get really, really tight. So, and for me too, my favorite stretch is just take your head, look to the right a little bit, drop your chin to your collarbone, and then take your right hand, place it on the back of the head. Don't pull, just use it as a weight. And hold it there. And you can do that on both sides. And then you can really feel that pulling all the way down.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. So we talked earlier about not eating a whole bag of cookies at a time. So let's talk nutrition. What would you recommend would be an added benefit or an added way of maximizing the work that you're doing with the exercises within a nutrition, knowing that you're not a nutritionist?
I'm definitely not a nutritionist, for sure. But and everybody's body responds differently.
Of course.
I try to not eat a lot of carbohydrates. I try to not eat a lot of, you know, sugary fruits. Sugary fruits I stay away from. I mostly eat berries. I think people... you know, they'll come to me and they'll be like, I have been trying to lose weight and nothing's working and I'm barely eating and I'm eating healthy things like an apple. Okay. Apples are very healthy and an apple never made anybody fat. It didn't. But an apple does have 40 grams of carbs in it. So it is a high sugar fruit. And I don't think people know that. And then they, you know, and then it's like, oh, an apple, a peanut butter is really healthy. But then peanut butter also has a ton of sugar.
Right.
So I think the biggest thing to stay away from is like sugar, anything that can turn to sugar. That doesn't mean I don't eat carbs. I do. I mean, I love French fries. I mean, I love potatoes. I like cracker foods, anything crunchy, potato chips. I eat that stuff. I don't eat all the time.
Sure.
But I'm also not a deprivation gal. I'm a moderation gal. I think everything in moderation is okay.
I think that is so smart and,
yeah,
and makes so much sense. I love how you focus on overall strength and how that trumps looking pretty, you know, because the looking pretty is in the overall strength. And just the philosophy of doing that. So I appreciate that's where you're coming from. I'm trying to think if there's any other questions. I think we've covered all of the ones that have come in.
Okay, good.
How can people get in touch with you? Obviously with the pandemic, Core Method is not doing in-person classes.
We're not doing in-person group classes, no. But we have on our website, CoreMethodPilates.com, we have lots of different programs. There's a member program for $10 a month, and you have access to the videos we have. There's another program for people 60 and up that we just created with my partner Arlene, who owns a studio in Highland Park called Body Evolve, and that's called Stretch Strength and Stability. That's $15 a month, and every week we push out three videos, a stretch, a strength, and a stability. And they're exercises like the ones we just did. They're very simple, They're easy, using props at home. You don't need any fancy equipment. Use water bottles. So those two programs are great ways to sort of get introduced to the work and do it. And then we have our weekly Zoom classes. We're working on an app right now so that people can just download the app and be able to access all those things at their fingertips on their phone or their iPad. But yeah, the website for now, and then, you know, Facebook. I'm always putting exercises on Facebook and our Instagram, which is The Core Method. So you can always check that out, and you can always just, any questions, email me, call me, text me. I'm happy to answer anything. Any questions, Scott?
And do you work one-on-one with patients or folks who have just come out of surgery or are looking for more specific one-on-one training?
I do work one-on-one. Okay. I'm a little booked right now, but I do have some afternoon times. I do work. That's really through COVID this last year. That's really all I've been doing, except for my.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here. I hope I was able to enlighten and touch someone.
You absolutely were. You know, it's the fact that everything that you shared is so accessible, no matter what your ability is, no matter what your age is, no matter what stage of life you're in. And I think that that's something that's going to resonate across all of our community. So thank you so much for being with us today and taking time to share. If you are watching in the replay, please write replay in the comments and put your questions in there. And we'll be sure to get those over to Lily and get those questions answered to you. We will be back next month with our Wellness Wednesday segment. Keep an eye out for what that's going to be. And always, if you have any ideas on what you would like to see here, please email us at info@ralphfoundation.org. You could also direct message us on our social channels, and we'll be sure to get back to you there. Until then, we hope that everyone stays safe, stays healthy, and we look forward to seeing you next month. Take good care, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And feel free to leave a 5-star review because it helps people find us. Ralph Pancreatic Cancer Foundation provides personal support to those affected by pancreatic cancer through tailored resources, connections in education, and funding for early detection research. To learn more about Ralph Foundation, please visit us at ralphfoundation.org or call 773-989-1108. We'll see you next time.